Well, that brings up an interesting one on relation to the military. That's one thing that was involved in the job at MIT was interacting with the customer. So, how were military needs communicated to Radiation Laboratory? Did the services take much initiative on this?
Well, the best set I was concerned with was the SM, which was an 8-foot dish, 10-centimeter waveguide feed, specifically designed to look over everything if you wanted to, above and below and around. Initially built for carriers, and initially the idea was this would get snooper planes, Japanese snooper planes, looking for your fleet before they could see you. You could work closer to the horizon with a narrow beam, 8 feet, diameter antenna. Well, this was essentially started by Lieutenant Commander Teller, Lieutenant Commander Teller, who was an old torpedo pilot for the U.S. Navy, who had been sent to the Mediterranean to be with the British fleet. He was very popular there with the British fleet because any ship he was on was never attacked while he was on it. British Navy loved him, and he drove, say, from a cruiser to a battleship, and the cruiser beaten up while the battleship was free of trouble. Anyhow, he was an observer there as an old torpedo plane pilot. He came back to the United States, and the Navy, here again, when he was a young man, but he'd seen the British Mediterranean fleet in action. They put him in as one of the leading men on air plans. He was to take his knowledge and decide what was needed in the future. Well, he decided that one thing you needed was to keep the security of the fleet. So you could get some which would narrow beam, could work fairly close to the water, could pick up incoming planes further than they could see you, and so on. So I went down to Washington. I think this was December 8th, 1941, one day or 2 days ahead of Pearl Harbor,
yeah.
And Teller had a group, 4 or 5 other naval officers, and discussed what this thing might look like. I've been working on the 615, which was big dish and ground stuff. I guess it was said too. 615 never proved out very well. But here was a chance for a fresh start with a thing which could be put as high as you could go on the aircraft carrier. Well, you could get under some bridges in New York and so on. And so this was discussed, and back I went to the Radiation Laboratory to talk to Dubridge and get his okay that Division 10, I think it was, could go ahead on this thing. And then Teller would come up every once in a while, fly up from Washington to see how things are going and so on. And this first one, handmade one, essentially, went on the 'Yorktown', and the first commercial one went on the Bunker Hill. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it was the 'Yorktown'. And it was mounted in the Boston Navy Yard, and they went down to Trinidad area where they would work in, you know, give some training on these things. And right away it made a hit because the boys, when the trial attack runs, a lot of planes took off from the deck, and their compasses were off. They started going to Africa. They just dropped in the drink. And the executive officer on the Oak Tower tried to contact him by radio. Well, they didn't hear the radio. So then he sent up a plane and relayed the message to him, turned these guys around, and got them back to the boat. Well, this sold it to the pilots.